This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Yes, that is a different phone number than it was last week, and this should be the new phone number from here on out, because...
Forevermore?
Well,
I can't see it. Can't from now until the end of time.
From now until...
Whenever. When we change it.
800-259-9231, Saturday night edition of the show. We're here, as always, for 3 hours, so we're kicking off hour number one right now. And you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Personal issue, political comments that you've got, 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of stuff for you, including the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. We'll send you out an email whenever there's something to tell you, some fresh news about Free Talk Live. Again, go sign up. It's free. Updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org.
So, we actually did send out an update today.
Yes, we did.
Big news.
Huge news.
Yeah, for Free Talk Live. And this is one of the reasons why the phone number has changed. Because starting, well, Monday, I guess starting now, Free Talk Live is going to be 6 nights a week, which is what we have been, but we're going to be 3 hours a night instead of 2.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 50% more Free Talk Live during weeknights.
Just like the big boys.
Yeah, that's right. It makes us more competitive with the other guys out there in our time slot, the Michael Savages of the world. And so we are going to more easily going to be able to take them out.
Yeah, we got recess with the big kids now.
Right. So that's big news. So more Free Talk Live all week long. That's an extra 5 hours of Free Talk Live every week. And plus, as an added bonus, we're going to be on in Florence, Alabama, which is exciting. So
very big deal. Yeah, that's a weeknight affiliate.
That's correct. So Florence actually probably will be listening to this show, at least for the first couple days while we iron out some kinks. So welcome aboard to WVNA in Florence, Alabama. All right. So
they're going to be listening recorded.
Just while we work out some kinks. Mm-hmm. And then they'll get the same show. They'll get that night show just delayed like 2 hours because of the way they have their setup.
Okay.
All right. 800-259-9231. We got a lot to talk about tonight, man, which there is some major, major stuff that we need to go over.
Wait, before we go any farther, I'm still a little confused. Once we're Florence is all set up, are they going to be a live affiliate?
Not for the time being.
Okay.
But they're going to be 2 hours off of live.
Okay.
Okay. So we got a lot to talk about tonight. Big news in regards to John Gilmore's case. He is the 49, or he's in his 40s, I think. He's the millionaire who started Sun Microsystems, or was involved in Sun Microsystems, a tech geek guy. And he made a good fortune, and he has decided to use some of his fortune and his free time to fight the unconstitutional searches, these terrible airport ID checks and searches that we have going on. So he refuses to show his identification, for instance, when he goes on planes, and he's taken this to court. We're going to give you an update on his situation coming up. Plus, we got news about the Cubby story. We've been giving you just periodic updates on the Cubby situation. We talked to Michelle Cubby a couple weeks ago, actually on the Saturday Night Show, about her husband Steve, who has adrenal cancer. And now, Manwich, do you recall what this adrenal cancer does to Steve Cubby?
Essentially, it causes his adrenal gland to overproduce adrenaline, so he's
right.
Constantly just, if he were being affected by it, and marijuana causes him not to be affected by it, but if he were, he'd be like shaking and jittery all the time, and essentially the body shakes itself apart after a couple of weeks of being constantly inundated with adrenaline. It wasn't made for that.
So he had been smoking marijuana in order to keep this disease under control, and as a matter of fact, as it turns out, smoking the marijuana, not only does it keep the disease under control, but it actually seems to, as I understood it, it seems to reverse it to some extent.
Yeah, it actually treats the disease.
Right.
Right.
So he had run to Canada in order to avoid prosecution by the United States for having marijuana, because they had busted him a few years back. And now Canada has ejected him. We gave you the latest update a few days ago about him returning to the United States. And so here is the newest, freshest news from his wife, Michelle Cubby. She says, "I just spoke with Steve for the first time this evening." This was written today. "This evening since 4 p.m. on Thursday, while he waited for his flight, He got booked into the Placer County Jail late this afternoon. He's currently being... Actually, this was written Friday, sent today. He currently is being housed in the infirmary. Though, through the good graces of Dr. Todd McEgura, financial help from the gracious funders and dedicated locals in Auburn, I was able to procure Marinol for Steve. Now, Marinol, in case you don't know, is a pharmaceutical-grade THC substance. I believe it has... It's got one of the active chemicals from marijuana in it, but it's not the same. It's synthesized, it's a pill, and so therefore when you take this Marinol pill, you have to wait, right? It's like a lot of pills. You wait until it takes effect. Unlike marijuana, where you get immediate effects from smoking it. I mean, within 5 minutes from smoking marijuana, you get the effects that
so you're suffering from whatever symptom of the disease is happening. 5 minutes later, you're fine.
Right. People that have taken Marinol, who had also smoked marijuana, have found that Marinol is just not quite as good. Anyway, well, when Steve first entered the jail, his blood pressure had already risen to 170 over 120. The jail medical staff were concerned and administered the Marinol. Steve says he feels his blood pressure lowering, but he can tell that the Marinol is not going to be as effective in the long run. Dr. Connors, Steve's British Columbia Cancer Agency doctor, spoke with the LA Times and told him that Marinol will not be effective if he needs to take it for a while because he needs the cannabinoids. Dr. Connors also cautioned that Steve could be in severe danger in a short amount of time if he's not protected from the chemicals flowing through his body. Steve sounds strong now. The arrest was different from the previous two because he was prepared for this one, Bill, as opposed to the goon squad kicking in his door in the middle of the night. Bill McPike, his lawyer, got him ready to be arrested upon his arrival, so being prepared, the stress was less. You see, what's so challenging about his disease, adrenal cancer, is that when he has a flight or fright stress response, the adrenal chemicals that have gotten stored in his nervous system are released. It's this sudden release of these deadly chemicals during a stressful situation that causes the life-threatening situations.
He's got to stay calm.
Yeah. It's difficult to get law enforcement to understand medical marijuana and the needs of medical pot patients. I can understand why there's a lack of understanding. Law enforcement aren't trained in the medical profession. In prison, for instance, law enforcement has had different reactions to Steve. Some are sympathetic. Others go out of their way to remind him that he no longer has any rights and is a prisoner. Some completely ignore that Steve has a medical problem and needs special care. One female officer, for instance, would not let Steve cover himself with a blanket while she interrogated him, even though his teeth were chattering and the blanket was sitting right next to him.
Well.
What are you interrogating him about, anyway? You've got him on charges of possession of narcotics, basically. What are you going to... What are you asking him about?
Weren't they charging him for growing his own pot? What is there to charge him for? I mean, yes, I was growing marijuana in the backyard.
When Steve gets chills, he is inclined to get pneumonia. By the way, this guy's almost 60 years old. I think he's 59. Mostly, though, it's the biggest... And he's got kids. Family man. Mostly, though, it's the ignorance of the medical marijuana patient's needs that's the biggest hurdle to overcome. It's as if we live in parallel universes, and we don't want to cross the line to try to understand each other. This misunderstanding is what's causing so much pain and suffering. I can only hope that our particular situation can shed light on the darkness surrounding this issue. Steve is willing to put his life on the line so that others will not have to. We're truly blessed that we have such wonderful supporters and friends, since so many others have suffered far worse than Steve and I have in silence. I just hope that through shedding light on our suffering, others will be able to be spared what we're going through. I've given up wondering why there's such a violent reaction to someone peacefully puffing on a cannabis cigarette. If I didn't give up wondering about that, I would go insane with the absurdity of it all as to why it is that somebody's smoking a joint to help themselves feel better. Makes people angry. Makes people want to pass laws.
It can't make too many people angry. I mean, 11 states have approved it.
More coming back. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there for you, including archives, months worth of the show. We give it all away right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fee, no games. Just free stuff at freetalklive.com. So we gave you the latest update on the Steve Covey case. He is currently in jail. He's managed to get his hands on some Marinol, which hopefully will keep him alive. He has a hearing, I believe, on Tuesday morning. So who knows what's going to happen there.
Nothing good.
It's not going to be good. We'll definitely keep you up to date with his case. So you can talk about medical marijuana. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. We got lots of stuff on the way tonight, including coming up still. We're going to talk about the John Gilmore case, but also looks like the United States military in Iraq has started kidnapping women.
What?
That's right. They've started kidnapping Iraqi women. We'll tell you why that is on the way. But let's talk about John Gilmore, because this is bad, bad news. This is not a good week for liberty, Manwich. Mm-hmm. This week has been very negative for our freedoms in this country. And here's one reason why. John Gilmore, an early Sun Microsystems employee and co-founder of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, an online civil liberties group, sued after Southwest and United Airlines in 2002 both didn't allow him on board of their flights when he refused to show any identification. In a court filing, he argued that requiring identification from airline passengers was unconstitutional, but a three-judge panel of Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals disagreed. They said, quote, "We hold that neither the identification policy nor its application to Gilmore violated Gilmore's constitutional rights, and therefore we deny the petition. The Constitution does not guarantee the right to travel by any particular form of transportation." What do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's one of those issues that the Constitution really couldn't address. There wasn't mass transportation in 1780, whatever, that the Constitution was written.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have really big stagecoaches that were pulled by a bunch of horses that, you know, moved people from one place to another.
Right.
I suppose they had ships, but they, you know, nobody was getting denied access to get onto things like this.
Right. Well, as I understand it, the Constitution is a set of rules for the government to follow.
That's true.
The Constitution is not a document that is supposed to lay out what it is that we can and can't do. We're supposed to be free, individual, sovereign people, where we get to go where we please and travel where we wish, so long as, you know, if you're going to travel on private property, as long as you have permission. And if the airline companies want to make it so you have to go through a bunch of hoops to travel on their airlines, then that's fine. I mean, if you want to go and travel on secure airways where they put you through a 20-minute screening process, including a cavity search, before you can get on their airplane, then that should be your choice. But I should also be free to choose to go on Freedom Air, mm-hmm. where there's nothing more than a quick gun check, so they make sure that you're not carrying a hole-piercing ammunition or whatever.
I got a doubt that Freedom Air would fly long, but...
Why?
I just don't think it's a good idea.
Why? Back in the 70s, there weren't even metal detectors.
But that doesn't mean that people, they were told not to bring guns on planes, and most of them, I'm sure, didn't.
Okay.
Now, if you have a airplane where people are encouraged or allowed to bring guns, they will. And I don't think it's a good idea to have a bunch of guns.
Why? People are all over the place with guns everywhere else. What's the problem? It's what keeps us safe, man, which you've admitted it before. In the New Orleans situation, the reason why there was so much violence and danger there was because all of the law-abiding citizens who carry weapons on a regular basis were gone. So if you want to take away people with guns, you're going to have a dangerous situation.
It's just my belief.
Okay,
I wouldn't personally fly on Freedom Air.
I would, and I know a lot of other people that would.
But if you want to ride in a car packed full of dynamite, as long as you don't hurt anybody else,
yeah.
I don't care.
Right.
You should drive that car out in the desert someplace because you hit people with fragments of the car, but whatever.
The problem here is the federal government mandates security checks for all of the airlines. The federal government has a certain, you know, list of things that every single airline has to go through. They have to accept the TSA security. They can't have their own security screeners. So it's not all about what the airlines want. It's about what the federal government wants. It's about what the TSA wants. The TSA is not a constitutional agency. In fact, most of the federal agencies with the three letters and the four letters are not constitutional agencies. But that's not questioned by the courts. Nobody challenges them. Can you even challenge the existence of an agency in court?
I don't see why you couldn't.
I wonder about that. Nobody ever has. So the court says, here's the rest of their statement. The court says he was not threatened with arrest or some other form of punishment. Rather, he was simply told that unless he complied with the policy, he would not be permitted to board the plane. There was no penalty for noncompliance. So, I don't know. I'm not sure if he's going to be appealing this, Mr. Gilmore. I'm working on getting him possibly on the show to tell his story to us personally. Love to have him. Which would be nice, because I want to know if he's going to take this up, because this was only the 9th U.S. Circuit of Court of Appeals, therefore it could go higher than this. And well, not that I would have my hopes up or anything like that after some of the recent Supreme Court decisions we've seen.
It doesn't seem likely to me that he would, if the Ninth Circuit wouldn't approve it, then I don't think he's going to have any luck at all with the Supreme Court.
So what do you think? I mean, do you think that there should be these federal requirements for security? Should there be a one-size-fits-all security requirement? Or would it be all right with you, not you, man, which you listening, would it be all right with you if airlines were just simply allowed to compete? Were simply allowed to set their own security policies?
Well,
doesn't that make sense?
I think that the biggest security problem with airlines is the cabin compartment door.
Okay.
Not the cabin compartment, but where the pilots are. What's
yeah.
that called? That door.
The cockpit.
The cockpit door should be secured. Like, made out of something really hard so that people can't get in.
Okay.
And that's the biggest problem, is that somebody can get into an airplane, hijack it, and fly it someplace.
Would the pilots be able to get out of the cockpit door, or would they be locked in there? They have to have their own bathroom in there, that sort of thing?
I would think that they should have a bathroom in there, personally,
right.
Just that way they don't have to come out during the flight. I would think that it should be policy that the pilots do not, in fact, unlock their door.
What if I'm a terrorist and I start threatening to kill passengers unless they open the door?
I think that I personally think it should be the airline's policy that that people take that risk. The people are responsible for their own security, or, the airline can provide air marshals or whatever, but, that door doesn't open during the flight.
So I just want to know, I mean, am I, like, out of control suggesting that airlines should be able to set their own security policies? What's wrong with that? Seriously, why does the federal government have to be involved? You know why? Because they want to control you. They want to see how obedient you are. That's what all this is about. I mean, it's all about, putting you through the rigmarole, putting you through the security procedures, lift up your skirts, take off your shoes, here's the wand, we're going to pass you through the metal detector. How many hoops will you go through? I mean, if they keep putting new hoops into the airline security procedure, will you just keep jumping through them?
Yes, people will.
Yes, they will.
Yeah.
And they'll just keep pushing it and keep pushing it, and then it'll expand out. It'll expand out to, random roadblocks. I'm a member of the Zogby polling, the email thing that they do. They send out emails, and you can go and click in and actually answer their polling questions.
I am, too.
And some of their latest polling questions were questions like, how would you feel if there were random roadblocks? How would you feel if there were permanent roadblocks? I'm really interested to know what the results of that poll are going to be. More coming back. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is trivortex.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time. Shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have that shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cartavite.
If you believe Cartavite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. Broadband version of the show is there. Dial-up version, both of them totally free. freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the silly, silly security situation we have here. Silly and dangerous security situation we have in this country, specifically at the airports, and how John Gilmore, a founder of Sun Microsystems, has been fighting this. He has taken it to court, and the courts came back, and they said, nah, no, this is all fine. All of the security, it's all constitutional. You don't have a constitutional right to fly. So, basically, the court decision has said that we're the government, and you're little peons, and we get to decide what you can and can't do. We get to decide where you can and can't go. In fact, we're going to be creating a list of people that can't even fly anywhere. It's called the no-fly list.
It does seem ridiculous to me that two entities, we've recognized corporations in this country, two entities can't enter into a business deal and for one to transport another. You know, the government has to be right. Somehow in control of that.
That's all that flying is. That's
yes.
A great point. It's just simply the freedom to do business.
Right.
It's a transaction.
I mean, should the government be able to tell me that I can't go to somebody's house, pick them up in my car, and drive them to the store for a dollar?
If you're on the no-drive list, when's that going to happen? Because we now have a no-fly list with over 80,000 people on it. 80,000 names. Now, 80,000 names. If your name matches the name on that list, you don't get to fly. It's not like 80,000 Social Security numbers or 80,000 individuals. It's 80,000 names. So let me give you an example of here's what you get when you put the government in charge of security. So many people in this country are so enamored with the fact that, oh boy, our government's really going to protect us. You know, I don't mind giving up some of my liberties for a little security. I mean, gosh, I don't want to get attacked by terrorists or anything. Thank goodness the government's out there to keep me safe. Well, here's what you get when you put this bumbling, oafish, stupid government in charge of security. Get this, man, which I can't believe.
Any government, by the way. Governments, they're just central central control.
Thank you.
Has a problem.
It doesn't matter if it's George Bush who's in charge, or Bill Clinton who's in charge, or Lenin who's in charge. It's all government and it's all bad.
The bigger the entity, the bigger the committee, the more problems you're going to have.
That's correct. The more inefficient it'll be, the worse off we'll be as a result. Let me give an example. Here it is. This actually from last month. For some reason, I didn't see it. I actually pulled this off papersplease.org from the Washington Times. It's not a good time to fly for men named David Nelson. For months, David Nelsons have been pulled off airplanes, searched, questioned by the FBI, and sometimes searched again in an apparent dragnet for a terrorist by that same name. Yes, David Nelson of McLean says he's been harassed even while his wife and children have accompanied him to the airport. The very first time it happened to me, they just told me to wait, he said. About 5 minutes later, you start to see the cops coming out of everywhere. There were dogs and everything. Mr. Nelson said he'd sent an email to the Federal Aviation Administration nearly 6 months ago asking why he continues to be separated from others at the airport and questioned. It's happened about 15 times in the past several years.
Well, of course it has. His name's now on the list.
Right.
And that's it.
Right. If this is your government in action. If your name's David Nelson, you can't fly. You have to go through excessive screening before they're going to let you on that plane. Now, you would think, well, gosh, couldn't they just modify the program to where you could type in that, okay, well, David Nelson from Waukegan, Mississippi or whatever, he can fly. Let's put in his Social Security number so everybody from here on out knows that this guy's okay. We've already checked him out 15 times. Yeah, he's cool, but no. There's no way to do that. Why don't they do that? Well, because they don't care. They don't care who you are and how good of a person you are and how upstanding of a citizen you are and how clean of a record you have. Your name's David Nelson, and the system says that guy's not supposed to fly. So let's go on. He received a response, finally, after 6 months. He emailed the FAA. Finally received a response 2 weeks ago, telling him he needed to call officials with more information about himself. It happens every single time, he said. In the beginning, it was a lot worse than it has been lately. TSA officials admit the security system isn't perfect, but they... This is the most absurd article.
I mean, they're the Transportation Safety Authority, or whatever they are.
Security Administration.
They're supposed to help people get transported. They don't care about that.
Secure things.
Well, if we were all secure, let's be clear. If we had perfect security, everybody would have a padded cell. You would only have the incarcerated and their guards.
Yeah.
Then the guards would figure out ways to smuggle things into the incarcerated people.
So they hope to, TSA allegedly hopes to improve their system with a new system.
But they don't really care how long it takes, and they don't care if this guy ever gets on a freaking plane.
Well, wait till you hear about the new system. This is just great. It's going to assign a mathematical score to each airline passenger based on the risk that they might represent. Details of the scoring system will be included in the Federal Register as soon as this week, according to spokesman so-and-so. The score will be derived from a secret algorithm.
Ooh. We got secret algorithms, we got secret police.
Secret
we
laws.
We got secret laws, secret courts.
Secret prisons?
We got secret prisons.
It's a secret government.
Yeah, great. Just what we need, a secret government to whisk us away at night.
Government by the people and for... Wait a minute, it's secret. How could it possibly be by the people and for the people? We don't even know who these people are.
How did we let this happen? I mean, this is what it takes to maintain this empire that it is that we seem just, you know, all fired set to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, America is just supposed to be an empire and just supposed to rule the world. Well, to rule the world, we have to have all these secret organizations. Why is it that the American government requires me to pay for their empire?
Because they have guns. Lots of them.
Well, yeah.
More than you.
And they will use them on me if
That's
I refuse
right.
to pay the taxes
it's
and refuse
simple.
To go to jail for not paying the taxes.
Yeah, it's that simple. That's why. But if more people started refusing to pay their taxes, then what would they do?
Well, they'd shoot a few of them.
800-259-9231. So the score will be derived from a secret algorithm. Passengers whose scores rate above a certain threshold will be singled out for more thorough searches. Others will be allowed to board planes unimpeded.
We're not going to give the actual formula out, according to the bureaucrat.
The computer scoring is part of the TSA's CAPS-2 system, which stands for Computer-Assisted Passenger Pre-Screening System. It's a refinement of CAPS-1, which uses more rudimentary data, blah, blah, blah. CAPS-1's a system that has ensnared any David Nelson who has tried to board a commercial airplane. David Nelson of the District of Columbia has been taken aside every time that he's traveled by air since September 11th, except once. Even though he is a Capitol Hill staffer, whose tickets are often bought by the government. Sometimes, he's checked multiple times. His questioning sessions with airport security have reduced from about 40 minutes right after September 11th to about 10 minutes in the past couple months. In no case at all had my congressional staff ID that I have helped, he said. Several airlines have countered the problem by tying his Social Security number to his frequent flyer information, allowing airline employees to rule him out as the David Nelson sought by the FBI. The stepped-up security often prevents him from checking in electronically and forces him to see an attendant first and then wait for clearance from a supervisor. So if you thought it was bad getting there 2 hours early, this guy's got to get there 3 or 4 hours early because he's got to sit around and wait while some bureaucrats clear him to fly the friendly skies. Wait, they're not so friendly anymore. At what point did they stop being friendly? Because I don't really feel so friendly when I'm in an airport. More coming back. Free Talk Live, you take control of the airwaves.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas, until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made Maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order Maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try Maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Maca today. Maca, now you'll know the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Saturday night edition. We're here live with you. Inside hour number one of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on the show, you want to help support us, you can go and vote for Free Talk Live, even in these remaining days of the month. It's a once-a-month sort of a process, so here in a few days, the voting totals will reset. But if you haven't voted in the month of January, well, now would be a good time. Vote.freetalklive.com. Your votes help us keep on the top of the podcast charts, meaning that more people will come and listen to the show as a result of you taking the time to go vote at vote.freetalklive.com. And more people listening just means more people coming across the message of freedom and liberty, which is a good thing. So we're talking about this just retarded TSA that we have in this country, the Transportation Security Administration, and how they're going to keep you safe with their new computer program with a secret algorithm and a secret formula that they're not going to release to anybody. But that will explain sort of how it works. And apparently it's going to help out David Nelsons, the David Nelsons of the world, because if your name is David Nelson, you are going to be screened very heavily when you get to the airport. If you've been to the airport, you know this already. Because every single David Nelson in the world is affected by the fact that somebody named David Nelson is on the no-fly list. So therefore, everybody named David Nelson gets pulled out of the line, gets the extra special screening.
Apparently they can't figure out which David Nelson's the bad guy because they can't put his birth date next to his name.
Yeah. Or whatever.
I mean, how much easier would it be?
It would be a lot easier.
Well, there's lots and lots of stories that we read on a regular basis of toddlers being on the no-fly list.
Yep.
You know, dangerous toddlers that are going to beat you with their rattle.
Well, when David Nelson, a telecommunications executive from Fulton, Maryland, went to the Baltimore-Washington International Airport for a Southwest Airlines flight, he was questioned and searched three times when he checked in, after he went through the metal detector, and when he handed his boarding pass. Three times. All at the same visit. Do you think that he changed identities between when he was searched the first time and the last time? Did he switch out and trade places with the doppelganger David Nelson that he brought and hid away in the bathroom? I mean, he says, I don't think that's too random. They were asking, where are you going? Do you have a return ticket? Do you have business? Who is your business with? Who the hell are you? How dare you ask me what my business is? So intrusive. Why is it that people put up with this stuff, Manwich?
Because he wants to get where he's going.
Yeah.
That's why. And, and whatever it takes. Look, I just want to get to Philadelphia.
Mr. Nelson wishes there was an easier way for people whose names spark caution to check in. According to the bureaucrat in charge, he says, ultimately, this will all be rendered moot when TSA implements the CAPS 2 program.
Moot. You know, but today, everybody's getting screwed with
it. Don't you know, Manwich, don't you trust the government to fix the problems that they create? I mean, this is a problem, and the bureaucrat's admitting that there's a problem. It's not a perfect system, but the next one is going to be perfect. Just wait.
A quote from Ronald Reagan is, the seven scariest words in the English language are, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
But they're going to get it right this
time. No, they can't get it right. It's completely impossible for them to get it right. No, it's not. You see, the thing is they're not profit motivated.
That's right.
They don't care. They're just bureaucrats.
Ah, but they're good with color coding. The mathematical scores used for CAPS 2 would assign a color code to the boarding pass of each passenger. And get this, man, which this is brilliant. A green code would allow passengers to move through routine airport security checks.
This is, hold on, green, let me guess, yellow.
Yellow code mandates secondary screening.
Is this their secret code?
Such as a waving, no, there's a secret algorithm that determines what code is placed on your ticket.
It just didn't seem like much of a damn secret if they were going to use yellow.
A yellow code mandates secondary screening, such as waving a hand wand over passengers' bodies to detect metal objects.
As though the metal detector wasn't going to do that you walk through mandatorily anyway.
Well, we all know that secondary screening is much more intense than just waving a hand wand. We've read stories where women have been felt up in front of their husbands and just other terrible things.
It's true.
And then a red code means that the passenger is forbidden from flying. The score would be derived, at least partly, from financial records. Here's where it gets a little spooky, man, which financial records, such as credit card transactions, bank withdrawals, and home mortgage payments.
Home mortgage payments?
Yeah, so apparently, TSA is going to be able to tap into all of your financial information and determine, based on, I guess, maybe terrorists don't make their mortgage payments on time or something, how does this have anything to do with putting someone in danger? The terrorists are pretty well funded, aren't they? I mean, if they find out that this is the system and this is how it works, then they'll just start paying their mortgages on time. They'll make sure to make their credit card payments on time. This is the stupidest stuff I've ever heard, but yet they take it so seriously.
We're the TSA. We're looking out for you. Look at our new system. We're going to check all your financial records. Don't worry. We won't use any of the information for anything negative.
Let's just remember that these jackholes were the same people that were, 4 years ago. These were the rent-a-cops in the airport. I mean, these are the same people.
Are they the same people?
Yes, absolutely. They just hired them.
Well,
We just scoffed at them before. Now they're government officials.
With power.
And they're going to make us all suffer for the snickering that went on behind their backs.
The names, birth dates, home addresses, and phone numbers of passengers would also be stored in government computer files. Nice to know, huh?
The system remains on track and on schedule and could be in place as early as this new year.
Well, obviously, it's not in place yet.
No.
Whoops.
Well, come on. I mean,
did
you think a government program was going to come off without a hitch?
Of course not. How long will it take? I wonder what the estimated time of arrival for this CAPS 2 is. I hope it's not anytime soon, because I don't want them checking my mortgage payments and all that stuff. I swear, man, which this is some sick stuff.
The only person that should be worried about my mortgage payment is the bank that I pay it to.
Agreed. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have our banner up for auction again. We're doing the second banner on our website. We're putting it up on eBay. You just go to auction.freetalklive.com. It'll take you straight to it. There's already been a few bids. It's already up to $30. But if you want the second banner on our site-wide for an entire month, go and place your bid right now at auction.freetalklive.com. It'll be going for a good week. Auction.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this insane situation with the TSA and how people in America seem to think that the government's keeping them safe, when in fact all it's doing is inconveniencing you. We'll talk more about it. Let's talk to Alex in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Alex.
Hello. Hey. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to briefly comment about the security. I think it is rather absurd, like you're saying. I mean, just the point that an individual can, you know, go on the plane, and then some random individual, you know, wants to bring the plane down to something, wants to commit a terrorist act.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that someone can prosecute the airline as the person that's at fault for that, I just, I don't understand who's benefiting from a system where, you know, someone can attack an innocent party in the whole event.
It seems to me that the airline is responsible for the safety of its passengers, don't you think?
Well, to an extent, but, I mean, if it's something completely out of their hands, like some random nut job comes in and wants to blow the plane up while everyone's on, how can they that or prevent that?
I see what Alex is saying here. It's not... They would normally be responsible if they were responsible for their security, but they're not. The government's responsible for the security. So if somebody slips on the plane with a big old blade or a bomb or something like that, it's not the airline's fault. They figured the government had it handled. The government, like it always does in various different areas of our lives, comes in and says, hey, don't you guys worry about this security thing. We'll take care of it for you.
Well, that's,
and then they set up the
TSA. That's a false sense of security, too, because even if the government does fail in this, in which they will eventually.
Of course.
The citizens affected won't be able to, you know, prosecute the government in any way.
You're right about that.
There is no legal recourse against the government.
Yes, whereas you could, if it was Southwest Airlines and Delta and all them that were providing their own security, you absolutely could hold them responsible for screwing something like that up. Government officials, government bureaucrats, can't be touched. They have sovereign immunity, which means that they can just do any old thing they want to, and the worst punishment they'll ever see is a reassignment to another department.
And
that's it.
And if anyone is going to ride a plane that's flying at, you know, 7 miles altitude, you know, somewhere along the lines, you got to think to yourself, I'm taking a risk here.
Of course.
You know.
And I think Manwich has pointed something out very accurately in the past, in that this people aren't just going to let this happen. If somebody else tries to take over an airline flight, they're not going to sit around for it this time, are they, Manwich?
No. I mean let's be clear that if somebody pulls out a Bic pen and threatens somebody with it on an airplane,
they're going down.
They're
going
to get hurt. There's already been less than 10, but several incidents of people who have gotten out of control on planes that have been killed by the passengers.
It's been a little overboard, but
since 2001. I mean, you're not going to hijack a plane in America anymore. We're not going for that crap.
Alex.
And the problem is not hijacking the plane. It's flying it into buildings. You know, so
indeed,
have control of the passenger compartment.
Alex, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Coming up, the soldiers in Iraq are kidnapping Iraqi women. Why? We'll talk about that. Plus, the CAPS 2 thing. We're not quite done with this. Why is it that you shouldn't show identification? We'll answer that. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.